Prahlad Maharaja, we can see how severely he was harassed by his own father, Hiranyakasipu. Yet he did not divert his attention from the Lord, even to the smallest extent. Bali Maharaja, following in the footsteps of his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaja, remained fixed in his devotion to the Lord, despite the Lord's having punished him. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddha Bhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supada Mule Jnanam Param Paramaya Krishna Sutarama Chuktam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Sangasaro Tukka Jalado Patitasya Kama Krodadi Nakramakarai Kavali Kritasya Duravashana Nigaditasya Nirashrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Gopavesha Kishoro Sahachara Ganabrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natabharajita Vesho Nilapitam Bharadyo Jagata Janane To Ramakrishna Natosmi Manchakalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sandubhyayvacha Pritanang Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tomorrow is the fun verse. Tomorrow and the next day, these two verses are really fun. 10 and 11 are really good. Actually, 9 and 10. So, the point is that this verse is an introduction to what we're going to get, the essence tomorrow and the next day, of which is Acha. What? If the verse ain't going to come after Gaur Purnima, then well, what you're saying is you want me to do it now. Anyway, Bali Maharaj became such a strong devotee by the grace of his grandfather that he was able to tolerate any obstacle. The nature of a devotee is this: Garuna Pitu Kena Navichalyate. Even the greatest difficulty he simply crosses over. Why? Because a devotee simply thinks, I deserve much worse. Krishna has minimized it. That's all. No matter what happens to a devotee's life, they think, could be worse. And therefore they actually smile. And if they have that mentality, then Krishna indeed does make it worse. I mean, he's very chatur. Actually, there are two types of mercy. There is mercy that's immediate, and there is mercy that's deferred. Just like in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, deferred mercy is there. Somebody is born who is not able to finish the process of devotional service, mind being deviated, yoga chalatamanasa, the mind is deviated by the illusory energy, and they can't obtain Krishna. So, Krishna is very kind. They take birth in Suchinam, in the Brahminical family, a Vaishnava family, or Srimatam, a rich family. That's one kind of mercy, deferred mercy. The other mercy, described wonderfully, in 10th canto, chapter 88. It's basically verses number 8 through 10. And there, that mercy is described that Krishna tells Yudhishthira that when I'm especially merciful to somebody, then I steal everything they got. Then such a person's material family members, relatives, they consider themselves to be useless or like that, and they abandon them. Then that devotee, having me only as their shelter, then they just take shelter wholeheartedly of me. That's when I show my real mercy to them. Krishna gives it back with interest, basically. Prabhupada's father used to say that God has many hands. If he wants to give you with so many hands, with your two hands, how much can you take? And if he wants to steal from you with so many hands, with your two hands, how much can you hold back? So basically that's it. And although our own Gurudev, Prabhupada, according to his Jyotish, said that he was actually going to become a very big bunya, just like Birla, a very rich man. So Prabhupada strived in that way. Why are these sannyasis doing so much austerities? Will make money for Gurudev and use it for in his service. It wasn't happening. So, and Sitakanta Banerjee Lane, Prabhupada's godbrother, B.R. Sridhar Maharaj, was staying in the rooms above Prabhupada's place. And slowly, slowly, his business went down. And Prabhupada was going to hear Bhagavad Katha with his godbrother. So as his business went down, then they discussed this shloka, the shlokas, 10th canto, chapter 88, verse 8 through 10. So he asked his godbrother, could this be happening to me? And Sridhar Maharaj said, yes, it appears so. So the bottom line is, doesn't matter who you are, ABC to GBC, it happens to everybody. Krishna does this to test your sincerity. If, suppose, when everything is great, God is good, right? But when things are bad, then these are when your real friends come out. And the reality is Sri Krishna is the friend of everyone in Paramatma for our insignificant service we do. Paramatma serves us 24/7 within the heart, giving direction, etc. Narottam Thakur Mahasai says in his wonderful Prema Bhakti Chandrika that Ashrayloye Bhaje Krishna Tari Nyahe Jaje Arasabha Maro Akaran. I've seen two versions of that. One version is Arasabha Gilo Akaran, that people go uselessly. One Bengali Varya Vaishnava in Vrindavan goes, nah, it's Arasabha Maro Akaran. Everybody dies uselessly. Underlined a little bit stronger. Anybody else dies uselessly. Krishna never gives up his devotee. Krishna always will give shelter to his devotee. Krishna will always. So it's the same with Krishna. It's the same with Tulsi Rani. It's the same with the Lord's consorts. You take shelter of them, they will be there when you need it, especially when you need it. So to test Prahlad Bali Maharaj's sincerity, they Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, taking cue from the Lord's statement that you've cheated me. You promised me 3 steps of land. You've only fulfilled 2. So where's the other? So he had him arrested by the ropes of Varuna. And then, so he's embarrassed in this way. So what's interesting was, as he's arrested, different devotees are offering prayers to pacify Vamandev. So Brahmaji was about ready to speak when he saw Vindhyavali, the chaste wife of Bali Maharaj, was in total anxiety. So he's a very gracious person. So he said, she's in anxiety. Let her speak her mind. You know, like that. Meaning, I'll offer my prayers later. So she said, my dear Lord, my husband was so puffed up, he thought that the whole universe was his property. By stealing everything away from him, you've now brought him to the position that he's your insignificant servant. And now he may be released, which is French for, can I have my husband back? I just want to go home, you know. And like that. So, her chastity was unquestioned. But the next shloka, basically, now if you look, take those two these two shlokas here. This fun shloka here, the next one. Kimatmananena jahati yavantata. What is the use of this body that gives up its owner at the time of death? Bali Maharaj had stated, the owner of the property is more valuable than the property. My dear Lord, I have not cheated you. You can take your foot and put it on my head. In Kanchipuram, the famous deity is there. Trivikrama is there. Of Vamana Deva manifesting his form as Trivikrama, one who has crossed the planetary systems, 3 planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. And his lotus foot is pointing up to the sky. The pujaris have to hold a big bamboo danda with oil lamp so that really high you can see his lotus footprint, way up high. And his other foot is on the head of Bali Maharaj. It looks like he's going, you know, like he's got his head on the top of his foot on top of his head. It's a very interesting deity in Kanchipuram. So he said, you can put your foot on my head. So Bali Maharaj gave his three steps to Vamana. Vamana put his foot on the head of Bali Maharaj, and it was there. But still he was arrested by the ropes of Varuna Dev. So he states this, what is the use of this body this is the essence of what Prahlad Maharaj stated, those two shlokas. He says, Kimad mananena jahati yavantata, what is the use of this body that gives up its own at the time of death? Kim, what is the use of? Riktaharais vajanakadasubi. Prabhupada laughs and tells us, he quotes this now and then. He says, if a burglar comes, you call the police. But if your wife and children come, you say, this is love. How they pick my pocket. He was stating. And you know Kali Yuga. Sometimes the lady is a better businesswoman than her husband. And so if the husband's a bum, then he picks her pocket, you know. So this is called Sajanaika Dushtu, legalized burglar, Prabhupada refers to it. Legalized burglar, you know. So, Kimatmananena Jahati Awantata, Kima Riktaharais Vajanakadasubi. What is the use of the relatives? They're simply plunderers. Steal all the money could be used for Krishna. Kim Jayaya, Jayaya, that which gives birth. Samshriti Hetu Bhutaya, what is the use of my wife? She's the cause of all my entanglement. Now, analyzing that, Vindyavali's chastity was unquestioned. And if you look elsewhere in the sixth canto, another eye-raising verse, is sixth canto chapter, I think it's chapter 19, verse number 40, when Kashyapa Muni says about, he's mentally thinking, but Vyasadeva has put it in the shlokas there. Diti has asked for a benediction from her sage husband of a child who can kill Indra. So he's thinking, she's asking for something that's not good for her, neither is it good for the universe. So he quotes, he says this shloka, he's thinking it. He says that shloka is that Sharada Padamottaram Bhaktram, their face is as beautiful as the blossoming lotus flower in the autumn season. Vachastra Shravanamritam, and the voice is very pleasing to hear. Hridaya Kshuradara Abham, if you try to analyze the heart, it is just sharp as a razor. Srinam Koveda Chastatum, the last pada, half pada of the verse says, Srinam Koveda Chastatum. Under the circumstances, who can understand the mind of a woman? So the shlokas in Bhagavatam are powerful, and to make them more powerful, you require two things. First thing is you need to analyze who spoke it and what was the context. That gives more punch to the shiksha. Next thing is the tikka, the commentary, which there are many. There are at least 10 commentators like that. So you look at their commentators. What does Vishwanath say? What is Shudhar Bhavartha Dipika? What is Shudhar Sway? What is, you know, like that? Subodhani, you know, that's Subodhani commentary. That's Vallabhacharya. What does different acharyas say to this point? So it gives more further enlivenment, the topic matter. So when you read that shloka, I remember I memorized that back in 84. And that's a real eye-opener. When you think about it, Kashyapa Muni, he was married to what? 13 daughters of Daksha, highly qualified girls from Satya Yuga, super high qualified, super amazing. And yet he says, Srinam Koveda Chesatu. And I thought, that's the end of the story. If he says, who can understand him? And he's married to 13 highly qualified girls. That's the end of the story. Just like, end of the argument. Just like, for example, in the Padma Purana, Tulsi Stava, Srishti Kanda, says that Shankar Artha Purayena Parvatya Tvam Himalaye, that Parvati worshipped Tulsi Devi in the Himalayas to get the benefit of getting Shankar as her husband. And everybody knows there's no heavier lady in the three worlds than Parvati. Durgachati iti Durga. You cannot cross over that lady. Sorry. That lady is a heavy lady. And she's got, you know, 10 arms and we're outnumbered. You know, that's the end of it, you know. And everybody's outnumbered. There's nobody can cross over her. Except, mame vaye prapadyante mayame tamtarandite. So if you serve Krishna, then, you know, Durga will cooperate. And that's actually the fact. If you try to serve Krishna, then the material energy cooperate. Now, when the material energy will not cooperate? When the Supreme Lord wants, through the agency of his external energy, to give a little boost to that devotee's sadhana by putting a spanner in their works, you know, in their plans. We'll put a spanner in your works, you know. You have these plans you're doing for me, you know. And devotees would say that if you want to make Krishna laugh, just tell him your plans, you know, like that. And, you know, and this is why the meaning of the Hindi statement, dekhna padega, we'll see it, we'll believe it when we see it, you know, because everything can change. Adi Buddha Kshado Bhava, everything is changing in the material world. Bhagavad Gita says chapter 8. So it's, you know, you can't believe it until it happens, you know. And even when it happens, you can see it in so many different ways. So the point is that we should always remember Krishna and not forget him. So when Kashyapa says that, Srinam Koveda Chastatum, who can understand the mind of a woman? And I thought, end of story. So like that shloka from Padmapurana, that if Parvati worshipped Tulsi Devi to get Lord Shiva as her husband, end of story. All unmarried girls should worship Tulsi. End of story, you know. And it's there's so much Shastra conclusions you can get. So the next verse is pretty cool. And it's heavy, you know. Martyasya gay hai kimihai ushavaya. Those are on the path of birth and death. Attachment to these things are simply waste the duration of life. Heavy shloka, really. And then in shloka 10, to pacify the world, Bali Maharaj says, Idamasanis Chitya Pitao Maho Mahan. This was the opinion of my great grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. He went against the demons. He went against the demigods. He went against everybody who was opposed to you. He knew that service of Lord Vishnu was the only substantial reality. Now, cross-reference that with 5th Canto, chapter 18, verse 8. The famous 8, 9, 10, famous verses there. There, for Nrisimha Chaturdashi, Shloka 8 is probably the best. And then the famous number 9 is a Dhyan mantra about Nrisimha Dev. And 10 is describing more. These are the residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers. So if you analyze that, when you look at this statement that Bali Maharaj has just now states now, and the next verse, and the 10th verse, compare that with 9 and 10 of the 18th chapter, you find a lot of similarities there. The residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers, and Prahlad Maharaj offers this verse. So it's quite interesting. Like grandfather, like grandson. This is how strictly they followed in those days. So this is the famous thing is how to survive the test of life. Just like in Dubai, they asked me, you know, how we're going to instill moral principles to our children. And I said, let them see death. When they get on their vacation period, they should go to serve their grandparents. Because their grandparents are getting old. And they know our time is measured in breaths. We can leave at any time. So the grandparents give such very nice shiksha to the children. And you know, it's they're detached. They're detached, you know. When the kid screams, then they hand them back to their parents, you know. That's the idea. The grandparents are very detached. And they're just ready to give affection and ready to give shiksha. Sarga pratham. Their affection is the essence of life. To try to make a concrete establishment on the mind. This is what is called in Hitopadesh education. The Sanskrit shloka there is that just like, the translation is just like a baked pot cannot change. In the same way, education is given in the form of analogies to create indelible impression on the psyche of the student. Education means that which is permanent. It permanently changes you. That is actually sadhu sangha, or sadvi sangha in this case, is a concrete example that permanently changes you. Then you associate with that saintly person for the rest of your life in the form of that shiksha. And if it's not, then what is it? It's eye exercise or ear exercise. That you can get from a DVD. You don't need a sadhu or a sadvi for that. Eye exercise or ear exercise, that you can get elsewhere. But change of the heart, that comes through shiksha. And so sadhu sangha or sadhvi sangha, Vaishnava sangha, in this case means shiksha anusara bhartma, the path of following the essence of that instruction. That is sadhu sangha. So Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying his grandfather, recognized by all the devotees, even though he was harassed in so many ways by Hiranyakasipu. And even though he was harassed, he prays to Nrisimhadev to be merciful to his father, who was in ignorance, who didn't know. That is amazing, that even if the Vaishnava or Vaishnavi will be merciful to their tormentor. That is quite astounding, actually. In this Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, statement was there that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted his devotees to read specifically three sections of Bhagavatam. There, of course, there's more, depending upon what attracts you personally, you read. He suggested Kapila Shiksha, third canto, Prahlad Charitra, fourth canto, and Prahlad Charitra, seventh canto, and Dhruv Charitra, the topics of Dhruva Maharaj, fourth canto. And he said, read them 108 times. The idea of it is that if you read them 108 times, something is bound to stick, you know. Something you'll learn, something you'll memorize. Because if you miss it, editing means if you miss it this time, maybe you'll catch it on the rebound, you know, on the way around, maybe it'll hit you, you know. So that the idea, if you read it 108 times, something is bound to strike you as significant. So that's the idea. So these sections of Bhagavatam are very powerful. And there are many others, of course, but that depends on the individual situation. So we have to follow the previous acharyas. And the essence is that even though they were, reason why Bali Maharaj says that Prahlad Maharaj's shiksha is so good that even though he was harassed by his father in so many ways, he never gave up. Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions this. Say bhakta danya yena chari prabhura charana. Wealthy is that devotee who never gives up the lotus feet of his master. Say prabhura danya yena chari nijajana. Great wealthy is that master who never gives up his own person. Yari sevaka patita yaya anya stane. Say thakura danya yaya chule dare ane. If somehow or another a living entity goes somewhere else, falls down somehow or another and goes to somewhere else, great is that Lord who goes and grabs him by the hair and brings him back. Interesting verses. So Krishna never gives up the devotee. Therefore, we always state that Krishna, Gornatai like that, are cheaper and sweeter. Every living entity, you may, this is a community of householders, right? You may get married to anybody, but ultimately, Gornatai, Krishna Balaram, Radhisham, Narahari, Tulsi Rani, these people have to be your shelter. And they're cheaper and sweeter anyway. No matter what we do in this material world, because if we have this material body, it'll never be enough. It'll never be satisfying. Like it was funny, in a morning walk in Bombay, Prabhupada's speaking to some elderly gentleman. You're 60 years old now. You're older now. You should take sannyas and preach Bhagavad Gita around the world. Yes, Swamiji, you're right. Well, go ask my wife. What do you mean you'll ask my wife? What do you mean you'll ask your wife? She will say, what have you done for me? The guy slaved for her for 38 years, and at the end she says, what have you done for me? You know. Now, if she's a Vaishnavi, she said, get rid of the guy. You know, I've had enough of the fellow. You know, 38 years, I had enough of the guy. You know, the kids are married. Liberation means when the kids are asleep. Liberation means when the kids are married and gone somewhere else. This is called liberation. Because husband and wife can actually do what is liberating now. We can go to the dhammas. We can hear and chant. We can try to deepen our bhajan, which means, you know, 64 rounds, you know, become really austere, you know, and practically eat nothing, practically sleep nothing, you know. Come to that level like the six Goswamis have taught. We cannot imitate them, Prabhupada said, yet they nevertheless remain the standard bearers. And those sadhus and sadhvis that are interested in the essence of life, they use their last remaining 30 years of their life to try to attain that. So that is liberation. Liberation means when you're free from those material encumbrances and you're free to able to embrace the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is actually cheaper and sweeter. Because Krishna, Gornatai, they never leave you. If you call out their names, Narada Muni says in 1st Canto, chapter 6, verse 33, Pragayanta Svavirayani. When I call his names, Ayuta Ibame Sigram Darshayam Yadi Chestasi. When I call his name, he comes running on those names as if I called him to come to give me darshan on the heart. Yes, this is how the Supreme Lord is cheaper and sweeter. And Krishna is very chatur, he's a very smart fellow. Whatever your authority is, it could be Tulsi Rani, it could be Gornatai, it could be Narahari, whatever. The Supreme Lord wants to be efficient. So whoever is your authority, who you worship, who you call out to, who you take shelter of, the Paramatma uses that to come when you need it most. This is described in 3rd Canto, chapter 9, verse 11, which is the better translation of that shloka is in Adi Leela, chapter 3, verse 111. If you analyze that, Prabhupada's translation of that very same Bhagavatam shloka in the Chaitanya Charitamrita was much better. The purport in the Bhagavatam is much better than the one in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How could you say that? Go ahead and look. You'll see it. Now, I was with Matsyavatar, the Sanskrit pundit in Govardhan, who was the Sanskrit teacher. I was at his house once with him and his good wife. And he opened that up and he was discussing that. That in his Sarartha Darshani commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna is manifest in three ways. One, for the ordinary devotees, for the neophyte devotees, Krishna is manifested as Shastra Pramanam. That's the first business. Whatever you Shastra you memorize and you hear and chant in your early days, whenever you're in trouble, Krishna will come directly in those shlokas. First business. Whenever you need help, Krishna comes in that Shastra Pramanam. Main thing. He comes in your heart as Shastra Pramanam. Second, Vishwanath says that he comes in his Rupa. You have your Ishtadeva, your worshipable lords, and you call their names and they come. Those Ishtadevas, who you worship and take shelter of. That is the Rupa. He comes in that. And the third thing, Vishwanath says, which is extremely charming. Wonderful. He says that the Supreme Lord knows what relationship with him you cherish in your heart, and he strives to make sure that you can attain it. How ecstatic, you know? Now, the devotees attaining the relationship, mukti means mukti hitvan yatharupam svarapena vyavasati, giving up any type of contemplation and obtaining your original relationship with Krishna. So, that is the hankering of the devotee. And if that is the hankering, Krishna will make arrangements that you get it. And the devotee is so patient, we don't care. We're ready to take it whenever Krishna will offer it. If we're not ripe, we're ready. We could take 100 births. We could care less. Because in any case, even if a devotee has to take birth again, anything is better than wherever they took their birth before. Anything, it's an improvement. You see? Anything is better than before. In Kali Yuga, everything is going down. But a devotee's situation is never lost. Therefore, in 11th Canto, chapter 14, in Uddhav Gita, the Lord tells that the opulence of my devotees cannot be destroyed, neither by the time factor, nor Yamaraj. Nobody can steal the opulence of the devotees. So Krishna helps the devotee go further. And even if the devotee has to take birth again, there's no loss, because they will only improve where they left off. The only thing is, we always pray that may we never forget Krishna. And that's what the devotees pray to the Supreme Lord. And when they meet some authority, like you see in the Bhagavatam, when Dhruva Maharaj got a benediction from Kuvera, Markandeya Rishi got benedictions from Shiva Parvati in the 12th Canto, chapter 10. Then they always ask for, may we never forget Krishna. Please bless me that we will never forget Krishna. Because if you never forget Krishna, then Krishna is always there. So that's the idea. So the glorification of the sadhu, Bali Maharaj is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. Why he was significant? He was significant because he never gave up Nrisimhadeva's lotus feet, no matter what the harassment was from Hiranyakasipu, which was very, very great. And that is the criteria of the Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, is the intensity of determination that nothing will stop the devotee's attachment. Now, what has to be said is that sadhana is more important. Like, I'll never forget the funniest thing I ever heard in that connection was when some disciple of Naranjan Maharaj wrote him a letter that, you know, the CIS was falling apart, which is, the whole material world is falling apart, really. So I should go somewhere else. Householders go anywhere where they can make a buck, you know, they can pay the bills and live, right? So they said, Guru Maharaj, where should we go? Girmani, you know, should we go to UK, America? Where should we go, Guru Maharaj? So he wrote, very funny, doesn't matter which country you go to or what currency is in your pocket, it all flows out about the same speed. Hilarious. And he said, the criteria should be that where there is a loving Vaishnava community who loves you, there, if you're loved by the Vaishnava, there you'll find all facility. There. Because when you have your sadhana, then Krishna gives you the brains to do with the rest of the hours. The rest of the hours. So the more important thing is to maintain the sadhana over everything. Then whatever's leftover hours, they'll give you the brains how to maximize those things. And the maximization of those hours, whatever hours is left over, is if you think of Krishna. As now, because Gaur Purnima is coming up, now the fun with Gaur Purnima happens to be the Janma Leela. It's in Tripadi. Tripadi means singing, really. It is Adi Leela chapter 13, verses number 98 through 124. These are Tripadi, and these are ecstatic, Gauranga's Janma Leela. And anyone who chants that Janma Leela, 122 says, Gauranga is very merciful to those who hear his Janma Leela, and he gives them a shade of his lotus feet. And I thought, hey, this is what we're here for. So we should learn that. Now, the significance is in the first shloka of the 14th chapter. Katanchana smrite yasmin duskarang sukaranga bhavet vishmite vipaditam syat sri chaitanya namamitam. That if you remember Lord Chaitanya, then difficult things become very easy. And if you forget him, then the opposite is true. It means easy things become very difficult. So our business as devotees, in any circumstance, anywhere in the world, is to always remember the Lord and never forget him. But we become complacent. That's the nature of this material world. So sometimes when we become complacent, we need a good kick. So Durga does that. She makes things difficult. I didn't expect that. Gee, what am I going to do now? You know, you're going to remember Krishna. And that's what you give to the younger generation. If they see with their own eyes that when the going got tough, I saw with my own eyes my father and mother really take shelter of Krishna very deeply. That is the essence of what you can pass down to the younger generation. That determination. You know, when the going gets rough, the rough get going. And we have to think of Krishna very carefully. And that's what we have to give. The essence of life is that. Is that we have to, that when there's difficulties, we remember. But it was funny. Relationship means you have a relationship with your deities. So whenever I would get into trouble, I would call out to them, hey, what's going to happen? And sometimes they would come in my heart that, Adi Baba, you only call us when you want us to fix something? Or when you want us to help you out, then you call us. And I understood immediately that instruction was, whether you're happy or whether you're sad, you should always remember us. Not that you only call us when you're in trouble. No, relationship means that you call anytime. And actually, it's a fact. We should always call out the Lord at any time, and that's great. When the Lord gives us happiness, that is his kindness, we'll think of him. And when the Lord gives us pain, we will think of him. And actually, when the devotee who got the most mercy, when they were actually in the most difficult, because they thought of Krishna more desperately, and therefore they get even more. We see all these acharyas, that desperation, those that are the most desperate make the most advancement. When a devotee asked Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji how you get prema, he said, Daki. Call out, Daki. So why am I not getting prema? There must be a lack of Daki. That's all. We're not calling out. So those that are actually the most desperate, who call out to Krishna the most, they get more. Therefore, it has to be said that those that are in great difficulty, they're very fortunate. If they're in a very good devotee community, very solid association, then when they're in difficulty, they'll call out to Krishna, and then Krishna will give them comfort. Now, there's the joke. The joke is that Sanskrit doesn't pay the bills, but the bills become more tolerable because of the Sanskrit. So the point is this, that if you, the more you learn about Krishna and call out to Krishna, then your material circumstances will become more tolerable. It is not that the pain may go away. It is not that the trouble may go away, but your ability to tolerate the trouble will go. And if you want to know one last hint, the last hint is Tulsi Rani can help you with whatever you lack. There is nothing in the spiritual world, no Leela with Krishna that she doesn't have a finger in Goloka. There's no Leela that is done without, that she does not have an influence. There's no service in the material world that is successful without her. And there's no anartha that a jiva can have struggling to get Krishna that she cannot destroy. In essence, she can do anything. And I just got another pramanam from Bhakti Ratnakar. Vrindadevi came in Rupa Goswami's heart and told him that her deity form was on the bank of Brahmakunda. So Rupa Goswami excavated her from there. And Narahari Chakravarti goes, how beautiful is the form of Vrindadevi who can fulfill all her devotees' desires. And how sweet that is, you know? She never gave up. She wouldn't go out of Braj. She stayed in Kamyavan. Govindaji went back to Jaipur. And it was amazing is that the love of the devotees are so powerful that the Lord is pulled by the love of his devotees. But Vrindadevi is so powerful that even though she never leaves Braj, she's Chala. She goes. Wherever the devotees will call her, she'll go. And Achala, she's very chaste of the Lord's lotus feet. She gives vidya, transcendental knowledge, and avidya. She protects the child by being blissfully unaware of that what they better, that they don't need to know anyway. So she can do anything. Whatever you lack, she can clear it. When Nirgun Krishna was leaving his body in Mayapur, based on Garuda Purana Sarodhara, shloka number 6, I kept a Tulsi Devi above his body. And when they moved the Tulsi, you know, to serve her, to give her son, swap her out with another Tulsi like that, there's a 10-minute gap. So I was reading Chaitanya Bhagavat to him. I said, Prabhu, how do you feel? Oh, the pain came back, you know? And then as soon as they brought Tulsi Rani, then I would finish the shloka I was reading, and I'd say, Prabhu, how do you feel? Well, the pain's less. Ah, here it is. It's her. Yes, she makes the pain greatly reduced. So, if you do dake with her, she'll amplify that dake. She'll amplify that calling out. And therefore, it's even better to call out for Krishna, Gauranga, Narahari, underneath her chaya. It's even better. your calling out will be further amplified. Yeah, and that's great. Hare Krishna. Questions or comments from the sadhus and the sadhvis? Barbs? Yeah, Mahatma. Oh.
So you're talking about obstacles, and I've noticed that some people by nature are not determined people. They kind of go with the flow. Yeah, and other people are like, they're determined. Yeah. Whatever they do, Krishna consciousness, material, whatever, they're just... So what is your advice to those who, by nature...
A little bit lazy.
Yeah, they just kind of, they try, and if things don't work out, it's like whatever.
Yeah. First thing, take shelter of her. Take shelter of Tulsi Rani. Two, and if you treat her as mother, she'll treat you as child. So any mother has to pick up her child, right? So she will call. She will come in your heart, and she will call you, you know? And she will pick them up. She will improve them. That's my realization of that. Now, the bottom line is that every human being, we took our birth here in this material world. We're all rascals, right? Every one of us is basically foolish, abodajata, rascals. Or like Prabhupada said when he had the Allahabad court case, when the psychiatrist analyzed it and said, "Well, Your Honor, if you want to let this guy off on reason of insanity, I've analyzed everybody. Everybody is more or less crazy." You know, so everybody in this material world has taken a body is more or less crazy. So in that sense of the definition, everybody is more or less a lazy person. We can't even come up to the mutra of our grandparents. They were very determined, but if you ask them, if they're still on the planet to ask, they'd probably say that they don't even come up to the mutra of their grandparents. So the basic idea of it is that everybody in this world is more or less lazy. Some are more lazy, some are less lazy. So if you take shelter of her, she'll kick you. Next thing is, Tesham nityaba yuktanam yoga kshemam mahamyam. Those are always engaged in serving me. Krishna says, I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. So that's the point, is that if we try to serve Krishna under her shelter, then Krishna will preserve what they have and carry what they lack. And another aspect of that is associate with those that are more determined. On the practical level, the devotee always associate with somebody that is more efficient, more determined. Then they should improve by association. Tulsi Rani Sangha, associate with those that are more determined. Call out to Krishna, call out to her, and they'll do the rest. Basically, that's how it happens. I asked Naranjan Maharaj, okay, Maharaj, how much is it your responsibility? You know, you're taking care of your disciples, right? So how much is it your responsibility, and how much is Krishna's responsibility? He said, the spiritual masters think it's all his duty. It's his responsibility. The reality is Krishna does most of it. It was a good answer. I liked it. The reality is Krishna does most of it. And it's interesting. We serve Krishna with our insignificant sadhana, and Krishna in the heart serves us 24/7. Who's serving who? Krishna's serving the jiva, purifying the jiva, in exchange for our insignificant service attitude. Was that okay, Mahatma? Or, yeah. Anything else? Time's ticking on here. We got 8 minutes. Over here. Yes, Ma. How may I serve you?
The best thing is if we can be in a nice devotee community and have the association. So
yeah.
What about for those families who's they're here, they've even moved here for the children and for the family, but then the husband or the wife, depending on the situation, are gone to support,
right,
and they're not getting that association. And then you see that they're gradually having a harder time, but the family that's back here is doing great. And
Yeah.
So
what about them?
To say about that?
Give an example, an ex-Raman Reddy man, okay? I was just in Miami. In 74, we used to call it Miami because the girls were on the prowl looking for a husband. We got to get out of town real quick. So we called it Miami. Get out of town real quick, you know. So I was just there with him and his family. Now, he has the computer all the time on, you know, to Mayapur. You can catch Mayapur class. You can catch Raman Reddy class. You can catch L.A. You know, you can get Sadhu Sangha anywhere. If you're determined to have sadhu sangha, then nothing stops you. You see? That is one thing. Second thing is you make the sangha. If there's nobody there, then it's an opportunity that you should preach and make the community. Community development means that you, whatever you've got from the other Vaishnava community, you have to develop it. This is what the cell program is all about. You learn something from the cell, and the cell divides it, you know, that they... different people, they kick them out of the cell, that you go and you start another cell group somewhere else, you know, like that. So if Krishna has made husband and wife move to another community, then they have to try to pick up that community. That's the idea. While they do like Jayadwaj did, you know, they keeping their sadhu sangha, hearing you know, from different communities around the planet, you know, which is only a little bit stream away, you know, like that. I mean, if he can catch, you know, Mayapur 12 hours, 12 time zones away, you know, and he can hear what's going on, you know, in Mayapur during the festival, or LA class or Raman Reddy like that. So it's the same thing. You have to try to make do with what you have got, make a best use of a bad bargain, and you have to think that, well, my Lords never gave me up, and Tulsi Rani never gave me up, and the Holy Name has never given me up. Let me take shelter of those things. It just makes them more determined. Because ultimately speaking, when they're going here or going there, they have to think of Krishna. They have to think of Krishna. So it's forcing them. By kicking them out of the nest, in that sense, it forces husband and wife to really show what kind of devotees are they. And I'm going to think of Krishna no matter what. Like, the funniest thing, I asked Radhakund Ma once in Vrindavan. I have three god sisters in Vrindavan I really respect. Daivi Shakti is one, Radhakund is another, and Narayani is a third. So I was just curious, and I saw Radhakund Ma, and I asked her, Ma, when you were a young householder lady, and you had your kids, the first kids you had, how did you chant your rounds? You know, because I never got married, you know. And like that is, what the hell do I know, right? So I asked her, and I go, and then she went back in time. She was reflecting, and she went back in time, and she said, I kept my hand in my bead bag anyway. I was determined those little scrappers are not going to keep me in the material world. And I thought, great, you know, I really liked it, you know. I really liked it. And it was December 25th. I was walking with my disciple in Vrindavan, and I saw her probably around MBT. I was just thinking about her, and I saw her. So I offered her my obeisances. And I said, Ma, how's your kids? You know, what relationship does Sannyasi got with his god sister? You know, how's your kids? You know, she goes, they are what they are. And I laughed. I said, that tells me everything. Okay, Ma, I said, which of your kids are you proud of? Two. Then I said, two out of eight. It ain't worth it. Six are bums. It ain't worth it. She laughed and said, for renunciates like you, nothing was ever worth it. Then she held her fingers up like this. Her vairagya came out because she's a vanaprastha. I'm crossing my fingers that Krishna may improve them, and I'm not waiting for them. I'm not waiting for them. So that's the detachment. You go, liberation means when the kids are married and gone somewhere else, right? Husband and wife can go for liberation. We'll go to the Dhamma or like that. We'll do our seva, and we'll try to absorb our mind, and we won't wait for them. We'll do our best, but we won't wait for them. That's the idea. Who are you waiting for? Gauranga and Krishna. You know, that's who we're waiting for. And the amazing thing is, if you use whatever years of your life to call out to them, then they're simply waiting. But that statement of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that he knows in your heart what relationship you're hankering with him, you hanker for, and he strives to make sure that you get it. How charming, you know? When I heard that from Matsya, I thought, how charming. You know, Krishna knows what we want. And that knowing means it is literally 24/7, that hankering in the heart. I asked Kurma this, that how do you know that this budding reestablishment of your relationship with Krishna is genuine or just simply some mental speculation? Pitter-patter of the mind, which it does plenty, right? The nature of the mind. He said, when day and night, topics that are dear to the heart shatter, you know, like shudder the heart. And it doesn't matter, you're asleep, you're awake, any time that when that topic comes, it steals the heart. Hritatmana, hritapranansha bhakti, anichtata megatim anvim prayumte. This is 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse number 36. Hritatmana, the heart is stolen. Hritapranansha, the life air is stolen. Anichtata, even if they're too humble, if they feel they're unworthy, Megatim and Vimpriyumte, they can attain me. So it's very charming. So Korma said, night or day, when a topic comes into the brain, it steals the mind and steals the heart. Then it must be genuine. Then what is it? Daki, our lack of crying gives us a lack of it. Another funny sadhu in Vrindavan, must have been Damodar Maharaj, I think he's like 65. He told me this thing. I was doing Vrindavan Parikrama once and I took his darshan for half an hour. And I was talking with him. And he said, sadhu sangha is two things. He said, tatra lolyam, if there is greed, yatra adhikara, qualification will rise. Then he says, this is like nyaya, you can flip it. Very interesting. What is that? He says, tatra adhikara, yatra lolyam. If there is qualification, yatra lolyam, then greed will come, or greed may not come. If there's no qualification, there'll be no greed. So it's interesting. Wow, that's phenomenal, I asked him. Who told you that? Oh, I forgot. That means I have to dig. It means when he said, I forgot who said it, then I got to dig. I got to go around to Atul Krishna Goswami, Padmanabha Goswami. I got to ask different sadhus, you know, Shamasundar Pandit, you know, in Sevakunj. I got to ask different pundits. Where is that from? And it means that, well, greed means you will never stop asking, you know. You should always have a question when you meet a sadhu or a sadhvi. You must always have a question. Otherwise, where's your relationship? If you have no question, this means you have no relationship, really. So I thought, well, Damodar Maharaj, you gave me that, and you don't know where it's from, so it means I have to become more greedy now. I have to keep it in my question list, you know, to ask different sadhus and sadhvis around Vrindavan or around. And if greed is there, then maybe I'll get the pramana. You know, that's the idea. And if lack of greed is there, well, dake, I'm going to call out and hope that the greed will improve over time. And according to the greed, then Krishna gives, you know. So it's a question of begging. It's a question of begging. Those that beg less, they get less reciprocation. Let them stay and rot, you know. And if we beg more, then we get out quicker. And that's interesting about it. Let another quote from that about devotees that depart, that those that Bhakti Siddhanta said, Krishna takes those from our midst, those he loves the most. So we would have to think that, wow, those devotees that have departed early, their greed for Krishna was much better than mine, and therefore Krishna took them. You know? Well, I think we have to think like that, you know? Because greed could always be improved, no matter what it is. Yeah, we just have to improve. In any community, they have to improve. They keep their tentacles out, right? They can get, they download the class by bid streams, right? But the bottom line is, what are you doing? Well, we have to apply it. What are you doing? How much are you chanting? How much are you hearing? That's individual. Hari. Jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Gornatai, Jai Radhi Sham. And Jai Kanu Ram. We can't wait to see them. We can't wait when Kanu Ram comes here, you know. Keshava. Hey Keshava. I hear good rumors, you know. Huh? So it's actually it's really